The auction house was filled with people who smelled of expensive perfume and greed. They had come to pick over the remains of the estate. Many sat in the back, wearing a simple dress. She didn't want the jewelry or the antique chairs. She was there to watch the last of the anchors vanish.
Lot 42, the man said, his voice rhythmic. The tower's diamond.
It was a piece Robert had given her for their 20th. She remembered the way the gold had felt on her skin. Now, it was just an asset being sold for the rim. A woman in a fur coat raised her paddle.
Sold.
The gavel hit the wood like a shot from a pistol. Many didn't flinch. She felt lighter with every item that left the stage. She was trading the past for a future that didn't hide. By the end of the afternoon, the catalog was empty. The tower's collection was scattered to the winds. The warehouse was a shell of dust and shadows. James met her at the exit, holding a folder.
It's done, Minnie.
The private debt is paid. She looked at the folder, then out at the street.
We don't owe anyone a single cent or a lie.
James nodded, his face soft.
Robert would be proud.
Robert would be relieved, Minnie corrected him. They walked together toward the Parkside condo. The fallout was over. The wealth was gone, and the scandal was old news. But the radical honesty was still vibrating in her.